Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be talking about the curse of the second overall pick in the NHL draft. In this podcast, I'll be looking at the most recent second overall picks in the NHL draft since 2010, and if there is some truth to the curse of a second overall pick or not. Second overall picks since 2010. 2010, Tyler Seguin. 2011, Gabriel Landeskog. 2012, Ryan Murray. 2013, Alexander Barkov. 2014, Sam Reinhart. 2015, Jack Eichel. 2016, Patrick Laine. 2017, Nolan Patrick. 2018, Andrei Sveshnikov. 2019, Kaapo Kakko. 2020, Quinton Byfield. And 2021, Matthew Beniers. Who was taken after? In 2010, Vladimir Tarasenko, Evgeny Kuznetsov, Ryan Johansson, Jeff Skinner, Justin Falk, and Cam Fowler. In 2011, Jonathan Huberdeau, Mika Zibanejad, Mark Scheifele, Sean Couturier, Dougie Hamilton, JT Miller, John Gibson, and Nikita Kucherov. 2012, Andrei Vasilevskiy, Morgan Riley, Philip Forsberg, Thomas Hertl, Teuvo Teravainen, and Hampus Lindholm. 2013, Seth Jones, Elias Lindholm, Bo Horvat, and Darnell Nurse. 2014, Leon Draisaitl, Dylan Larkin, David Pastrnak, Kevin Fiala, and William Nylander. In 2015, Mitch Marner, Mikko Rantanen, Ivan Provorov, Zach Werenski, Matt Barzell, Kyle Connor, and Sebastian Aho. In 2016, Matthew Tkachuk, Clayton Keller, Mikhail Sergachev, Charlie McAvoy, and Alex DeBrincat. In 2017, Cale Makar, Miro Heiskanen, Elias Pettersson, and Nick Suzuki. In 2018, Brady Tkachuk and Quinn Hughes. In 2019, Marin Sider, Trevor Zegras, Spencer Knight, Cole Caulfield, Matthew Boldy, and Bowen Byram. In 2020, Tim Stutzel, Lucas Raymond, Jake Sanderson, Jamie Draisaitl, and Yaroslav Askarov. In 2021, Mason McTavish, Luke Hughes, Kent Johnson, Simon Edvinson, and Brance Clark. And now, a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Is there a curse? No, there is no curse of a second overall pick. But in most drafts, experts go out of their way to convince you that the second best prospect in that draft is as great as the prospect projected to go number one overall. And I can firmly say that in most cases, that is certainly not true. The best 3 years to highlight the difference in skill level between the first overall pick and the second overall pick is from 2014 to 2016. The 2014 draft was hyped up to be the Ekblad-Reinhardt draft, and experts said both of these two players would be franchise players. Well, fast forward to the future, Aaron Ekblad is one of the best defensemen in the league, while Sam Reinhardt never became that franchise player that Buffalo needed and was dealt to the Panthers in 2021. The 2015 draft was the draft where many teams tried to tank for Connor McDavid, with the team that lost out on McDavid ending up with a franchise player in Jack Eichel. Connor McDavid has lived up to the hype of being the number one overall pick, and is now universally recognized as the best player in the league. While Jack Eichel was not able to carry the Buffalo Sabres and quit his way into being traded to the Vegas Golden Knights. The 2016 draft was the Austin Matthews Patrick Laine draft, where a lot of people were saying at the time that Laine was a better player than Matthews. Fast forward to 2022, where Matthews just won the Hart, Maurice Richard, and Ted Lindsay in the same season, while Laine was traded to Columbus because Winnipeg did not like his motor. Of the second overall picks on this list, only two players you can firmly say are busts, Ryan Murray and Nolan Patrick, and for good reasons. Ryan Murray was injury prone and never lived up to the hype of being the second overall pick, while Nolan Patrick was plagued with a string of head injuries which derailed his development. What makes these two picks even worse is the amount of great players who were picked after them. Columbus could have used anything at that point in time, so any one of Andrei Vasilevskiy, Morgan Riley, Philip Forsberg would have helped them. Philadelphia will be kicking themselves for decades knowing they took Nolan Patrick over Cale Makar, Miro Heiskanen, and Elias Pettersson. There were some excellent second overall picks, like Tyler Seguin, Gabriel Landeskog, Alexander Barkov, and Andrei Sveshnikov. Seguin turned into a very good goal scorer since getting traded to Dallas. Landeskog and Barkov are both doing great jobs as captain of their respective teams, and Andrei Svechnikov already has 3 20-plus goal campaigns in his career. It's way too early to judge players like Kaapo Kakko, Quentin Byfield, and Matty Beniers, as it's way too early in their careers to judge them. I need to see more out of these players before I can make a conclusion. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. My conclusion is that the second overall pick is definitely not as good as the first overall pick, but at the same time, it is not cursed, and it still has excellent value if the team knows how to use the pick correctly.